Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Gwyneth is with us. She's America's only full-time live radio correspondent in the United States. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
really well. Gwyneth, did I say that right? You are the only radio correspondent full-time broadcasting from the United States.
Well, I think there might be one or two others, but I don't think that they have the depth of broadcast that I do.
But I'm talking about full-time. But full-time. You're full-time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're always working.
I certainly pay attention all the time to what's going on here. And then I report it to you and to the whole class all across the airwaves. That's true.
Gwyneth, are you concerned about what is happening in the Middle East right now?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It is it's headed straight for Armageddon is where it's headed. And I'm talking about a literal hundreds of millions of people descending on a particular valley in northern Israel, southern Syria, by the name of Magada. That's where you get the word Armageddon from, is it's a particular valley. It's called Har Magada. Har means valley, and Magada is the name of the valley. Har Magada is Armageddon. And this is where it's going to end up. There's going to be a lot of other events that happens before then, and it's all on that in its inextricable march. It's like it's like knowing the script of Romeo and Juliet and knowing that they're all going to be dead at the end, if that makes sense. Just because you've studied Romeo and Juliet and you know what's going to happen. That's how it is. And the reason why I know what's going to happen is because I've studied the Bible prophecies relating to this. And especially at the moment, Psalm 83 and Ezekiel chapter 38 and chapter 39. And if anyone wants to go and read those and study those and find out what all the words mean, You can spend half an hour on your favorite search engine, searching what all the words mean and what all the ancient names for the modern nations are. You can do that. Anyone can do that. I mean, we should feel enormously blessed that we have the internet and we can research these obscure academic topics. Like, what are the modern names of ancient people? What are they called now? Because it's all there on your favorite search engine. And there's really no excuse. And if anyone wants to go and look up Psalm 83 and go onto the internet and find out what all the modern names of these ancient nations are, they'll find out that they are Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Arabia, and Egypt. And who are the ones? Oh, yeah, and Iran and Iraq. That's the nations that are involved here. And what are the nations that are involved in this current thing with Israel? Oh, yeah, and the Philistines, which are the Palestinians. So you've got the Palestinians, you've got the Jordanians, you've got the Lebanese, you've got the Arabs, and then you've got the Egyptian Arabs, and then you've got the Iranians, and then you've got the Iraqis. And all of those nations, those seven nations, are all mentioned in Psalm 83. All getting together and saying, come, let us make a plan together. Let us wipe Israel off the face of the earth. Which is basically what they come out in the press and said. They said, we're going to wipe them off the earth. And it's not going to work because the prophecy says that God will confuse them. He will turn them against each other, which is actually what they what's happening, because they all hate each other. And he's going to bring them to utter defeat. That's what's going to happen. But then it's going to go into Ezekiel 38 and Ezekiel 39, which is a whole other set of prophecies. And so Russia gets involved in Ezekiel 38. And it's just jaw-dropping. It's all happening. I've been studying these prophecies for 30 years. I've watched all that's going on in the Middle East for 30 years. And nothing like this has ever happened. Nothing like this has ever happened, even in thousands of years of history of the Middle East. These seven nations have not got themselves organized together to attack Israel all at once. They've attacked Israel at this time or the other time, but never all at once like they are now, Vincent. Does that make sense to you?
The whole thing is frightening to anybody who's paying attention, because everything seems like it will be disrupted as a result of this. I'm talking about medicine. I'm talking about energy. I'm talking about rare earth elements. I'm talking about people wanting to fly, saying, you know what, it's spreading, it's a contagion. Maybe we better not fly. Maybe we better not take the train. Maybe we better not go to the city. Maybe we should stay away from public gatherings, large public gatherings, all of the above. Do you agree or disagree with that as a contagion of what's happening now?
Yeah, and America's punishment. America's not mentioned by name in these prophecies, but what is mentioned is Mystery Babylon, or Hidden Babylon. And Babylon was a land of great powers where all nations met together to form a single nation. Okay? And so Mystery Babylon is the Hidden Babylon, which is the hidden land of great powers. And even in pre-European times, America was a land where they built ziggurats. North America and South America and Central America was filled with ziggurats in ancient times. And your nation's punishment, America's punishment, is that she is going to be compelled to sit in silence and darkness. And that means that the grid's going away, as far as I can tell. It's just absolutely jaw-dropping, the precision that these prophecies are being fulfilled. It really is. And it is kind of horrific to watch, but Jesus Christ is coming back. And that's the whole point of all of these prophecies, is the return of the Messiah. It's just, it's just totally, I mean, I'm almost speechless to think that all of these things are actually happening, Vincent. And at the end of the prophecies, it says that the world is going to be destroyed by fire. And that could be atomic bombs. It could be solar flares from the sun. The prophecies are not too clear on what the source of the fire will be. But it says that in a particular event of this prophecy, one third of the Earth's population will be wiped out at once. So the sum of it is that you can kiss the modern world goodbye. It's all going away, and it's going away really soon. You need to be out in the countryside. You need to be on your own parcel of land, or if you can't do that, you need to be somewhere like BLM land, camping and mobile, able to move quickly and easily if you need to. And you need to be off the grid. You need to not have a reliance on outside water, electricity, or energy. So that's, you know, it's, what else can I say? And you need to have your own food sources. You need to, that's why I say, if you can at all possibly get a farm, then get a farm. Because that provides you with the greatest amount of independence. Because if you are camping on public land, you can always be moved on. But if you're on your own farm, that's not so easy to do. You have a lot more stability if you have security of tenure, and that especially goes if you have small children or if you have children. You know, you need to have somewhere that's your own place. And you need to, yeah, just build it up so that you can live there independently and indefinitely. You need to be able to live there basically forever, no matter what happens to the outside world. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Well, as you're saying it, yes. For example, I was thinking about our reliance on electricity. What that really means is Teslas will not work. You won't be able to drive them. You won't be able to charge them. There'll be no cars of any kind. The refineries will go down. The telephone system will go down, whether it be cellular, landline, microwave, that will go down. Radio will be unavailable. Television, repair parts, car parts, hoses, belts, bearings. You won't be able to get sugar, tea, coffee. There will be no wheels or tires. There won't be any refrigerators, internet, washing machines, freezers. There won't be any fertilizer that you can buy in bags. There won't be any fencing that you can string up. There won't be any electric fence chargers. There won't be any supplements that you can take to improve your health. There won't be any insulin. There won't be anything, including clothing.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We have a division of labor here at the farm. And we all do things based on our abilities, our time allotment, and what needs to be done. And so while I was doing some things, getting ready for the broadcast this morning, Mrs. Finelli had made, well, she'd done something that pretty much a lot of people have done. She made some coffee. And it took 10 cups of water, 3 small scoops of ground coffee, 5 small scoops of decaffeinated coffee, all put in a reusable stainless steel coffee filter. And she pushed the start button with the basic Black & Decker electric coffee maker plugged into a 125-volt outlet. And it all worked just fine. Just worked fine. But without the grid, there's going to be no tap water. Okay, we have a faucet in the kitchen. It's powered by a well pump. That's 238 feet in the ground. 1 horsepower. That's 746 watts to run that well pump. It takes 3 times as much wattage to start that well pump as the running 746 watts. And the 5 small scoops of decaffeinated coffee, well, we wouldn't have that with the grid being down. There'd be no distribution system. We wouldn't have the 3 small scoops of, you know, regular caffeinated ground coffee. We wouldn't even have the can or the scoop or the label or the lid for those containers. And we wouldn't have the reusable coffee filter. We wouldn't have the start button on the coffee maker. We wouldn't have the power cord. We wouldn't have the carafe. We wouldn't have the plastic housing. We wouldn't have any of that. We are absolutely 100% totally dependent on electricity. Whether you live off-grid or not, we are dependent on it. Because if you decide you want a pot or a pan or propane or a propane tank or a solar panel or a generator or gasoline or the plastic can that gasoline comes in, we're not going to get it when the grid goes down. I mean, everything's going to stop like immediately. And then there'll only be what there is. And there won't be any more for a very long time. It's very hard to start a system. And as I mentioned in the past, Volkswagen, I think it was in the late 70s, decided, maybe mid-70s, decided that they were going to stop making the Volkswagen Bug. They called it a Beetle. That's an air-cooled four-cylinder, funny-looking thing. Got 30 miles to the gallon. People loved them, but the modern consumer, wanted something that was less noisy, something that was a little more stylish, something that was styled a little after the 1930s that the Volkswagen Bug was styled in. And so they came out with Volkswagen Jetta, Volkswagen Golf, and then people said, whoa, we really love that Volkswagen Bug. That was about, you know, less than $3,000 back, you know, in its final days. Maybe $2,800, $2,500, something like that, for a brand new one. And they wanted Volkswagen to bring it back, because they loved it. Volkswagen said, well, we've gotten rid of all the tooling. We don't have it anymore. We've dismantled it and scrapped it. And for us to retool, we would have to charge $60,000 to $65,000 per bug to build them again. So when I say that it's not going to come back for a long time, that's an example of what I'm talking about. Because what happened with the Volkswagen Bug and pretty much most everything that's manufactured, it starts out in its simplest form. And then features are added, changes are made, sometimes improvements are made, and they evolve over time. Well, when everything stops, we're going to have to start at the beginning again. We're not going to be able to start with push-button controls. We're not going to be able to start with touch screens. We're not going to be able to start with automatic anything. We're not. And we become stupid, Glass. And I'm going to give you one more example. So I was looking at several generators, several of them. I have them here on the property. And I was looking at the generators that, wouldn't it be great to have a Generac or a General Electric or one of these brands that power goes out, the generator says, oh, the power's out, it starts itself, and then it runs until the power comes back on. Wouldn't it be great to have one of those? And most people would say, yeah. But what they haven't figured out is how much fuel that darn thing uses. And if you've got a whole house generator, and it starts up all by itself and keeps looking at the grid to see if it comes back, and it runs for a week, it'll be out of fuel.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. USA News Update. President Biden is no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan today. After visiting Israel, Biden was planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. An explosion at a hospital in Gaza that killed roughly 500 people, according to Hamas. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon says it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was a result of a rocket misfire carried out by the Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. Attorneys for presidential candidate Donald Trump are filing a notice of appeal following the decision by a federal judge to issue a gag order against him earlier this week.
The partial gag order was issued Monday, prohibiting Trump from publicly belittling witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. Trump called the ruling unconstitutional. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh,
God, you're...
Take my...
When you go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain is we're so dependent on electricity and conveniences and automation and machines doing things for us that those who have purchased whole house generators, this is just one small example, who think they're going to be just fine when the power goes down and the grid goes down. They're going to be all set. The answer is they're going to be all set maybe for a few days because they haven't figured out the power... fuel consumption rates of these generators. As some of them are over 3 gallons an hour, like 3.5 gallons an hour at full rated load. So if you want air conditioning and all the rest of that running in your great big house, you're going to find out that how much fuel you use. And a 500-gallon fuel tank with 400 gallons of propane in it, and that's all you can fill a 500-gallon tank to. You can only fill it 80%. And that's all propane tanks. You can't fill them more than 80%. No one in his right mind would do that, fill them more than that, because when they get warm in the sun or in the heat, as the temperature gets warmer, they'll explode. So 80%, so a 500-gallon tank will hold 400 gallons of propane. So, Gwyneth, what I'm saying to the class is that there are people who think that, you know, by buying more stuff, everything's going to be fine. But that assumes one thing. That assumes that things will return to normal after a period of, you know, the grid down. So maybe the grid's down for a few days and it comes back. Well, that would be a great scenario if that's all it is. But if the grid goes down and it doesn't come back, we're looking at the 1800s at least, in terms of mechanization. We're talking about mechanical everything. And so we have replaced, and it's the dumbest darn thing. One more example. I know I'm off in the weeds, but one more example. So we used to have dehumidifiers. So people would have in their basement a dehumidifier, and it would have a knob. And the knob would do one thing, well, two things. You rotate this knob, and it would go from off to on. It's like a volume control on a radio, you know, off all the way counterclockwise. And you turn it clockwise, it clicks to the on position. And with this, with one of these dehumidifiers with the knob, I'm talking about from the 1970s, 80s, that knob was a humidistat. It's like a thermostat, but for humidity. And you would turn that knob till the desired amount of humidity would be removed from the air. Well, that's been replaced. The compressor has been made smaller, and they call them more efficient. They're made in China instead of the United States and other Western countries. But the quality's gone down. But they've made them really cool because they have this push-button digital display humidistat. So you can push an arrow for, you know, a higher humidity, or push the down arrow for a lower humidity. Push the on button. And look at the display and see what it says, you know, 55, 45, 75, you know, it's percent humidity. Well, or a low or high, you can see all that on this great, you know, display. But the problem is when the power blips, when the grid just hiccups, or your wall outlet hiccups because the power coming to your house hiccups, you know, just a momentary flicker, that confuses the computer in the dehumidifier, and then it stops. And then if you're dependent on things in your basement to be at a controlled humidity, that all goes out of whack, and then you can lose, you know, food that you might be storing in your basement because of the excess humidity, because it's an automated, digital, computerized system that got confused with just one little tiny power blip. Now, the old-fashioned one with the knob, that doesn't happen to. It's impervious almost to power blips, brownouts, blackouts. Now, it may shut off, but it'll come back, whereas the digital one may not come back. And how many things do you have that we have opted for digital rather than the, you know, the analog-type controls? Pretty much everything, like dishwashers, washing machines, dryers, and, of course, dehumidifiers and thermostats for your heating system and your stove controls and on and on and on and on, right? We used to have knobs for what's the temperature that you want to set your oven at? You used to have a knob. Not anymore. Now it's all digital. It's easy because you can say 350, 375 degrees, that kind of thing. Gwyneth, any comments about this? I think we're going backwards. I think we're going to go to the 1800s, at least back to the 1800s, maybe earlier than that.
I think it's actually going to be a lot worse because back in the 1800s, people actually knew how to do stuff. You had 90% of the population that had a rural background, and so people knew how to keep chickens, they knew how to ride horses, they knew how to do harness, they knew how to grow crops, they knew how to keep sheep and cattle and, you know, donkeys and all this sort of stuff. They knew how to keep laying hens. These are all basic things. that people just simply don't know now. And because of that, I think that our suffering is going to be a lot worse than anything that they might have suffered. And also, actually, I was just speaking with a friend not long before we went on air, but my friend was mentioning something like this. And I said, listen, people are not as fit today as what they were. Because I was mentioning the fact that I actually feel quite pleased with myself. Just on Wednesday, which is in the rear view mirror for me, you know, it's yesterday for me now. But I rode my horse Lily 2¾ miles. And I'm doing that, 3 times a week. And I'm also doing a lot of desensitization work with her at the moment, getting her used to just about everything that I can think of. And all of that, so that she is going to be useful in the future as an actual form of transport. But, you know, when you are trotting a horse, you're actually doing thousands and thousands of squats in a row. And people who have never ridden a horse, they see somebody riding a horse and they think that the person riding the horse is not really doing anything. But I can tell you as a horse rider, that is as far from the truth as you can possibly get, because you are using every single muscle of your body. You are using every muscle of your body when you are riding a horse. And you have to have a good sense of balance, and you have to have a good sense of alertness and awareness. And your brain is going all the time, sort of linked in with the horse's brain psychically. And ideally, when you are riding, you should feel as if you and the horse are one. That you are one body moving around. And that's how it should look. You should look as if you are in a unit with your horse when you're riding it. Now, how many people know that now? You know, a few months ago when I was beginning to ride Lily again, I couldn't even ride a quarter of a mile before being absolutely so tired that I hardly knew what to do. I was just completely out of breath. There's a word that they use here in Australia, and I've used it a few times, stonkered. It means absolutely exhausted, and I was completely and utterly exhausted after just a quarter of a mile riding. That is about 400 metres. And it's just, could you imagine that? And I'm actually, I would have considered myself to be somebody of quite a good fitness level. Somebody who goes out cutting wood every day, in the garden, walking around, doing stuff, carrying stuff, pushing stuff every single day. And yet I could not ride. A few months ago, I could not ride a quarter of a mile at a trot on horseback without feeling absolutely and utterly out of breath and exhausted. Now, how many people in the modern world, Vincent, could even do that? And yet today, I rode 2¾ miles at a trot, and I felt really great afterwards. And my horse as well still wanted to go further. She could have done 3 miles, I think. And in a week or two, I think we probably will be going 3 miles at a trot. This is on a track on my own land that's around and around and around, but, you know, up and down and around corners and over jumps and all this sort of thing. a cross-country track, but I was built on my own land. But, you know, people don't do that anymore. People don't chop wood. People don't cart water. People don't do anything, and they have no idea of what it actually takes to live an old-fashioned life on a homestead. Does that make sense, Vincent?
We had a power outage in Virginia 20 years ago, maybe 25 years ago. And many of the farms were somewhere around 40 acres. And so our neighbors had farms, let's say 40 acres or so, maybe some a little larger, some a little smaller. And there was an 11-day power outage, just 11 days. It was an ice storm. And what happened with this ice storm, it rained and then it froze. And so there was maybe a quarter of an inch of ice on the roads, and the roads are crowned, so higher in the middle than on the edges of the road. So if you were standing, you couldn't walk. It was glare ice. It was like being on an ice skating rink on the road. So you couldn't drive. And certainly couldn't drive a car, but you could, you know, drive a tractor down the road because of bigger tires. But people were not driving to work in the tractor. So everything came to a standstill. That meant that there were no propane deliveries. There was no electric heat. The heat pumps wouldn't work. And we had a diesel generator set up on our property and a underground feed that I put in and a transfer switch. And so when the power went out, it was freezing cold. It was in the winter. Really, really cold. And I started the generator, which was hooked up to a 275-gallon diesel fuel tank, all in our barn, and got everything. We had our well working. Everything worked. It was just as if nothing had happened with the electric grid going down in our village. We come back, I'll tell you the rest of the story about what happened. It was an uncomfortable situation for a very.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening.
With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
What I'm trying to describe, class, is it's way worse than you might think. So, 11 days without electricity, and you think that's a breeze, right? It was the middle of winter, it was freezing cold. And so, it was real easy for us. Diesel generator was already hooked up. The fuel was ready to go. It's connected. Batteries were charged, well maintained. Pushed the button, started the diesel engine through the transfer switch, and our whole farm was now electrified with just a 5-kilowatt generator, military surplus. And then I called our neighbors. The landlines were working back then. People had landlines. I called them up, and y'all got electricity? No. Okay, we got a generator, but we can't get it started. So I went over, got on the tractor, drove a quarter of a mile to the neighbor's place, and the wife was showing me her generator, and they had two cans of gas, 2 5-gallon cans. One was full, one was half full, so they had 7.5 gallons of gasoline. The generator was 11 horsepower, and electric start, pull start, both, but it wouldn't start. It wouldn't start because they bought the generator, tested it out, put fuel in it, ran it for, 15 minutes just to make sure it all worked, and then left it for a couple of years without running it. And so the carburetor was all gummed up. So in the freezing cold, I took the carburetor apart, took the fuel bowl out, cleaned it, got it running. But they didn't have enough extension cords. They didn't prepare for the well pump to be, 240 volts well pump. They only had a couple extension cords, and I brought them some more. I'm talking about these orange ones. And we ran the generator outside the house, but they only had 7.5 gallons, and it was burning about a little over a gallon an hour. So they had 7.5 hours, maybe, at the most, of generator. Neighbor across the road, he had a generator, and his started. But he didn't have much fuel and he couldn't get to the gas station. The gas station wasn't open anyway. Another neighbor had no generator, had gas logs. So they had heat but no water. So the first neighbor with the generator that I got running, we could only get it hooked up quickly to 120 volts, 110 volts, and only lighting and refrigeration. But no well pump. And the neighbor across the road, they had one extension cord, orange cord, running into the house, generator out in the front yard. They could watch TV and have some lights. And the other neighbor, the third neighbor, only gas logs, no generator. This is 11 days. And so We needed to bring water to our neighbors, and, you know, we needed to help them. And it was a full-time job for me just to keep our neighbors alive for 11 days. And there was one guy that we know, close family friend at the time, and everybody moved to, they were able to get to one house. They lived very close to each other. I guess they walked from their houses to just one house, and they all kind of had wood fire in the fireplace, so they had some heat. But the grandfather decided he was not going to leave his house. He was going to stay and make sure it was protected. When they came back, he was dead. He froze to death. So what I'm saying, Glenith, in class, is it's going to be way harder than you think. You know, I have some mechanical skills and some electrical skills, and, you know, I was able to get things working. But it was literally a full-time job, literally, for me just to keep the neighbors alive. And 11 days into it, I was exhausted, absolutely exhausted. So it wasn't like the neighbors were calling me saying, Vinny, hurry, 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 we're going to die. You know, they were extremely patient, extremely polite, but I was working full tilt and freezing, you know, when I was out there. It was fine at our house because we had an oil burner, we had oil in the tank, and we had a generator that could keep the oil burner running, and we had wood stove and a fireplace and plenty of wood. And I mean, we were well prepared. If it was just us, we could have just put our feet back and, you know, waited till it warmed up. But keeping the neighbors alive, that was a full-time job. So that's, you know... You know, you may think that even if you have a generator, you know, just turn the stove on and, you know, cook dinner and cook lunch and breakfast. And the answer is, if you have a generator and you have an electric stove, it's not going to work so well. It's if your generator can run your electric stove, you're doing great. Because most generators cannot handle an electric stove and an electric hot water heater and an electric heat pump or electric baseboard heating. It's not going to happen. Most generators are too small for that. And the amount of fuel that you would need would be exorbitant. I don't think people realize that. And, you know, if you ask people, do you have any gas, you know, at your place, they'd probably say, yeah, I got some. I've got plenty. Got a 5-gallon can, and it's got, you know, some in it. That's the truth. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, 5 gallons of fuel in a generator is not going to last you very long.
Right.
My advice is people should get solar panels and deep cycle fuel batteries while they can.
Sounds like, you know, kind of like your place, right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Otherwise, we're going to have no electricity. I've got lights here.
Yeah, off grid, and she has.
2 a.m. No. in the morning, almost. And my face is lit up.
Yeah. Gwyneth has got enough lights to see what she's saying. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.